Welcome back to another episode of a podcast mini. Pastor Lucas here, coming at you from Cornerstone Church. How's all the youth? How's all the young adults doing? Maybe you're new to the podcast. I just want to say welcome. Glad you're here. Just want to talk to you for, 10, 15 minutes on what I just feel like the Lord really spoke to me this morning as I was reading my Bible. I was actually reading my Bible in Isaiah. Just to give you a little insight into my Bible reading right now, I'm kind of working through the Old Testament. And so I'm in the book of Isaiah and I'm reading it. And it's this interesting, quick verse in there. I can't remember the chapter, somewhere in the 60s. And Isaiah says this one thing in here. Let me find it in my notes really quick. There it is. It says, the good die young to keep them from the days of evil. And I thought, man, that's a perspective. How often does a real negative thing happen in our lives? Losing a loved one is the worst thing that can happen to you. And especially if they're young. And Isaiah has this perspective where he gets this perspective from the Lord. The Lord tells him the good die young to keep them from days of evil. It just was like, whoa, what a way to look at life. What a positive way to look at life. And I remember before my sister went off to college, my dad gave her some advice. It's kind of funny advice, actually. He gave her some dating advice. He said to her, hey, you are like manure. She laughed and she's like, what are you talking about? And he says, manure is best when it's spread out. And so, spread yourself out, meet a lot of people, do a lot of things, date a lot of guys, go on a lot of adventures, take a lot of classes, get involved in a lot of things, spread yourself out, have so much fun, have a lot of amazing experiences and memories. And the truth of that line is that life is like manure is really true. And it's funny because manure can really be extremely useful, or it can be extremely gross. It can either be seen as something where a farmer uses manure to fertilize his crops and grow an incredible harvest to make money and provide for his family. But also a big pile of manure is absolutely disgusting and terrible, and you want to get rid of it, and you want to, shovel it away and throw it away and take care of it. But that's kind of how life is that we can either see life as terrible or useful. And your life is like manure. And everything happening to you can be seen like this, that it's either terrible stuff is happening to you, a big pile of terrible things keep happening to you one after another, or you can just have this perspective of okay, all this is life is coming at me, why don't I make it useful? And it's pretty clear when you read the Bible that God is totally in control of life. He's in control of the world, that the good that happens and the bad that happens, it's all for a reason. Now, we don't always understand all those reasons down here. And sometimes we get angry about why something is happening in the moment. And then you years can pass and you can kind of get a bigger view and a bigger picture of life. And actually those things that maybe you're really angry about in the moment, now you look back on and say, oh, those were the most important moments of my life. They made me the person that I am today. And you get a different perspective on life. You can either take life by the blade, or you can take life by the handle. If you take life by the blade, you're going to get hurt. You're going to be hurt. That's just the way it is. Now, if you take life by the handle, then you can have a completely different perspective on what's happening around you. You can take life in stride. You can take life in prayer. You can take life with more peace. You can take life as it comes at you without getting hurt. A lot of people are so angry with their life and with things and how things are happening around them. They're just shaking their fists at God. God, why is this happening to me? And they're holding their fist real tight and grabbing that blade, and it's hurting them. Or you can grab life by the handle and say, Lord, I know you're good and in control. Now, I told you that in Isaiah, it says the good die young to keep them from the days of evil. And then the Bible also talks about this in Job, that the evil live long. Why? And Job's angry about this. Well, why do the good die young and the evil live long? And the reason the evil live long is to give them another chance to believe upon Jesus. Oh, the grace and the mercy of God. How wonderful God is. So maybe things are happening in your world right now, in your life right now. Maybe great things are happening in your world right now. That's awesome. Hey, I couldn't be happier for you. And hold on to those moments. Cherish those moments, please. Don't let them just slip by without taking a lot of time being thankful for the good things that are happening in your life. Or maybe things in your life right now are really flawed. Like, you are stressed about things. Things are going crazy, out of order, out of whack. Terrible things are happening to you. Anything bad that has happened, can happen, has happened to you, boy, it's just terrible right now. I really want to encourage you with this perspective of taking life by the handle, not by the blade, of looking at your life like, how can I use these terrible things, these big piles of manure, how can I use them to my advantage? How can I learn from them? How can I be a better person because of these experiences? I want to end this podcast with this true story that in 1995, the U.S. Mint made thousands of pennies, but they caught a problem on the penny. The words, "In God We Trust," were blurred, and that stamp they were using was flawed. They caught the problem, but it was too late because some of the pennies were already sent out into the public. And the coin collectors caught wind of this mistake, and they started searching for these rare pennies. Did you know that flawed pennies, these particular flawed pennies, increased in value by 2.5 million%? That means that a flawed penny, these particular flawed pennies, were actually worth $255. Now, this flawed penny, you might have one and you don't even know it. It could be in the gutter of a street, sitting in a Walmart parking lot, under your car seat, behind your couch cushion, somewhere even in the dirt in your yard. But it's not worth anything unless you value it, unless someone values it. The penny is truly worth something if the person values it. Your life, let me talk to you right now. Your life, you might think to yourself, I just feel like a penny. Like, I'm not special. I don't own anything special. I don't have anything special. I'm not doing anything special. I don't have an influence on anybody around me or on anything. Man, I just feel like I am just a penny. And not only that, I maybe even flawed. You just feel like even a flawed penny. Well, I want to really encourage you with this, is that God does value you. He's searching for you. He's searching for you. And to him, you are worth so much more than just a penny lost under the couch cushion or under the car seat or in the grass in your yard. You are valuable to God. You are valuable to God. As a matter of fact, in Luke 15, Jesus tells a story of a woman who turns her house upside down searching for a lost coin. That's what Jesus is doing, searching for you right now. You need to understand that you are valuable in the kingdom of God, that you are not just seen as a simple penny. You are valued so much more than that. Your life, let me speak to you, is valuable. You are valuable. Even the flaw in you has increased your value. Take life by the handle. Let me encourage you to stop taking life by the blade and hurting yourself. God is in control. Anything and everything that happens is with purpose. God has a purpose, uses it for a good purpose. That's why he's such a good, perfect, amazing God. He can do things that nobody else can do. He can take every flawed situation and turn around for the good. He takes every good situation and increases it for more good. His purposes and his plans are worked out for the good, and you are part of his plan. You are part of his purpose for this world, this day, this time, this age. Let me encourage you. Your life is worth something very valuable to God. It's been great to be with you today, audience. Don't forget, if you got questions for a mailbag podcast, which happens once a month, you can comment your questions at our YouTube page. You can find us at CYNYA on YouTube. You can email your questions to me, lucas@ignited.org. You can email those questions to Aaron, aaron@ignited.org. It's been great to be with you today on this mini podcast. I'll catch you on the next one. Bye.